You know how with our kids, you know, listen, our kids are idiots. They don't know about the world.
Speak for your own kids.
My kid's an idiot. Both of them, they are. They're just knuckleheads. They're not idiots. I'm kidding. But, you know, you got to help them out. You know, there are things that, you know, they're learning. So, you know.
They're making mistakes.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you need to let them make a mistake so they learn.
Not sometimes.
It.
I think that's the best teacher. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, my wife with her cat and, you know, like with the kids when they were small. Like, get away from the stove. I'm like, let them go by the stove.
Yeah.
It's not scalding water. It'll burn them.
That'll
really
learn them.
Real quick, they'll figure it out. Oh, don't touch hot stuff.
So anyway, one of those categories is who their friends are.
Oh.
And when their friends come over, it's like a job interview for me, and I don't let them know, but I'm interviewing them, and I'm kind of taking it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll offer my advice, whether they want it or not, like whether that should be a friend of theirs. So little kid comes over, won't say his name. But he comes over, and it's the first time at the house, and he walks in, and he has not mud, but it's just like dirt, like dusty dirt. And he walks in and walks across. We have black painted, like distress painted black floors in the kitchen. And so he walks across, and I can see, he looks like Casper the Ghost has just walked across my kitchen. I can see every step. And so I walk in and I go, whose is this? You know, it's this kid. It's probably me. And I said, okay, cool. Well, there's some paper towels and just get it wet. And just
hand him a mop.
Mop, just move it around. Anyway, so strike one. Okay. Well, strike two and three are the same thing. I just went ahead and said, you're gone. This kid, they're drinking milk. He put ice cubes in his milk.
My sister does it.
Oh.
Yeah. My sister puts ice cubes in her cereal.
Oh, my gosh.
Is your sister human?
Your sister cannot be my kid's friend.
No. Oh.
Yeah, I saw that.
You trashed Big Ben, what you're saying, basically.
Yes. I went, and strike two and three. Does that? Well, who races their kid to say that you can put ice cubes in already cold milk? It's milk. It's got to be cold, or it's going to be sour.
I've never understood it, but maybe it's because they want it to stay cold. I mean, that's like saying who puts milk, who puts ice in, you know, a soda or whatever.
How long are you keeping that glass of milk next to you?
That's right.
That thing should be gone in like 18 minutes.
The problem is it'll be watered down.
Right?
That's the problem. It's the same reason why I have frozen ice cubes of coffee in my refrigerator. That way, whenever I want iced coffee, I put those in there. And then when they melt, it's just adding more coffee to my coffee instead of water.
Can you be my son's friend?
I could be your son's
friend.
There
you go.